Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. God, I love this song.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Such a good tune. Thursday, everyone. It's a sick day. It's a double sick day. Vinny, out for his second day. He's got a terrible cold. And then all those kitchens looking good. I saw a beautiful picture of that kitchen on Instagram yesterday. And then Bryn is also sick, and I watched him get sick yesterday, so I'm super bummed because I was with him. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to. Hey, new episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast are up every Monday. We did a really good one for this past week. We have some special guests coming up on the next couple weeks on the show. But Mondays is when it drops. Bryn, if he was well enough to do it, we'll get another episode up this Monday. You can find it at radio.com or radioalice.com.
All right. This Radio Alice report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Oh.
Yes. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin!
Dublin!
AP team?
Dublin!
Rookies. Even I know that after this is my second
one day.
Yeah, right. How long you guys been here now?
Sorry, I was reading.
Speaking of All Natural Stone, and Dublin! They did the countertops and backsplash at Vinny's new place, and you can see it.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they do any outdoor stuff. Like, We need to do an outdoor. We need to
Stone.
Clean up our barbecue.
They do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so I might
got to talk to. I think the guy's name is Larry over there.
I'll hit you up, bro. I'll hit you up.
You know, it's funny. Brandon is a house enthusiast.
Oh, really?
Like, I keep looking at what he's talking about there. He's like, oh yeah, oh it's beautiful.
Brandon's?
He was at my house on Tuesday. And he's like, oh, look at the ceiling. I was like, oh, Brandon, no. Well, do go on.
Oh,
tell me more.
The minute we walked in, he was like.
He's a house guy.
Yeah. He was like, the ceilings, just the layout.
That's so fun. Do you live like an awesome house or something?
I do not.
Are your parents like architecture enthusiasts or something?
Not particularly.
Are you looking forward to getting a house someday?
Yes,
like, is there
absolutely.
A style in particular that you like the most?
We're figuring that out. And when I go to people's houses like yours, I get a lot of ideas.
I see.
I like that.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, a kid noticing a house. Like, it never happens.
You're his boss. He's like,
yeah, maybe that's it.
He's no dummy.
He knows, but I do. I'm very house proud. So
it is house proud. But you're neglecting to tell why they were at the house because
of
the Johnny Mosley podcast. They were guests. And contributed in many ways.
They did.
Brandon shared his running experience, and DeJesus shared with us lots of things.
Fact checker,
and helped us with the Weinstein story. Remember,
she did actually. She offered quite a bit of information.
But
on
Brandon, I ran into him on the way out yesterday, and I didn't realize. I mean, this guy's a hustler. And then he was driving over to his job, his day job, where he manages athletes' grades. Basically, is what it sounds
Pretty much to me.
Which is that sounds like a full time job.
It's not a pass or fail situation.
Some of them are.
Oh, but.
Anyway, good for you for being a hustler, man.
Thank you.
You can't teach that. Yeah,
no,
Jesus, I'm nothing against you.
The work ethic is strong.
I wasn't leaving you out. I ran into him, so I had a story about him. Yeah, but I want to. I want to make sure these advertisers keep coming in because we miss one part of that. You can also check the All Natural Stone.
.com website.
AllNaturalStone.com.
You need to check it out
Stone
so you can
online.
Look for your outdoor barbecue.
I can. I was just thinking about that. So, all good. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So, speaking of cases, how many cases do you think have been documented so far of coronavirus? Because we're back on coronavirus.
I want to say there's 80,000 documented cases.
82,000 people affected. So, but there is...
That's worldwide?
Yes, that's worldwide. That's worldwide. But there is a drug manufacturer, a drug manufactured by the Bay Area.
Oh.
By a Bay Area company, sorry, being tested to treat coronavirus patients. So it's from Gilead,
thing?
Based in Foster City.
Okay.
And it's underway to, they're doing a clinical trial is underway to treat coronavirus patients. So the drug is called Remdesivir.
Oh. Okay.
And it's an antiviral treatment previously tested in humans with Ebola.
Oh.
So that's, I mean, because that's the key is how quickly can we figure this thing
right.
out? I mean, this is going to be like, this is sort of how, this is what America does.
And frankly, we're on the edge of this thing. Like, this thing could blow wide open. I mean, we're getting cases all the time.
But I was watching a movie. I was starting to watch the movie Midway with my kids the other day.
Yeah.
And even though it's
the
a
war
little
movie?
Bit. Yeah, the war movie. And I know I just jumped to there. But it led us into this whole explanation of World War II and how we got into World War II and how we got out of it and all that stuff. And, you know, we figured it out. Like, we built, all, you know, the whole, like, stuff you didn't know. Like, the Ford factory turned and started making planes. And, you know, we started making ships. Everything, you know, centered around trying to win. And then, of course, we made a bomb, right? So, I mean, I'm just saying, like... We can figure this out. We've got, especially here in the Bay Area, I mean, it's all here.
It's all the brains,
right? We've got the science,
right?
We got all the brains, and it's just good to know that this is already happening. Like, because I was wondering, you know, you're watching the politics, you're watching the president, and you're like, they put Mike Pence in charge. You're like, where are the scientists here? Like, I don't need to see him. Religion is not going to solve this.
No.
You know, let's get some science on the board
here.
I want to hear
from
the scientists.
But let's have a little backup. Let's have a backup plan.
Let's get the chief scientists on the TV. I don't need to hear from you ding dongs up there.
I agree with you.
Like, where are we in figuring out the cure? You know what I mean?
Well, that's it sounds like Gilead is, you know,
let's
try this out.
That's it. So,
CDC was saying it would take a couple months just to develop a potential vaccine and then 6 to 8 months of testing. Like, I mean, we're talking about a year before any kind of
potential
vaccine.
Well, but that's a vaccine. I think
this is a cure.
This is like already in existence. They've tried it. Like,
great.
Because if you can slow it down or treat people who are hurt by it, that's obviously the first, like,
right,
the first,
save their lives.
Yeah, the vaccine comes later, you know. So anyway, it is underway. Something is being done. I think that's positive, right?
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, cool. So just
let's do stuff
we don't
about
need
it.
To spread, you know,
smart people take over for God's sake.
Exactly.
God,
that's,
smart
this
people.
Is, this
Thank
is where,
God for
this
them.
Is where they come in play. This is where we. This is what they live for. This is their moment.
Yeah,
you
their
know?
Moment to shine.
Love it. Okay, so one thing, just really quickly. Brandon, you might recognize. Do you recognize up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A,
are
start?
Are these cheat codes for video games?
It's close. This is before your time. You're too young. This is the most famous move, most famous cheat code, exactly, in video gaming.
Is it
Do you know which game it's from?
I have no
Space
idea.
Space Invaders?
Nope.
Is it for, oh, go ahead.
I have no
up, up, it, down, down,
is it like
left,
Pong
right,
or
left,
something?
Right, B,
Super
you're
Mario
close,
Bros.
B, A.
Oh, well,
that's
Brickbreaker.
Not really close. Yeah, nope. It's
Pitfall.
Contra.
Contra?
Never. Yeah.
Yeah, I never would.
Oh, it was
that.
An amazing
You played
game.
It as an Atari
oh,
game?
Oh, it was so good. No, it was
Nintendo?
Post-Atari. It was Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64, I think is what I played
And what's
it
called
on.
Again?
Yeah. Called Contra.
Contra.
Yep. Yeah. It was such a great game. We'll just do this
So that's
quick.
That's
Made
it.
Made by
cheap...
Konami.
Okay, Konami.
Yeah. And but the creator, a Konami employee named Kazuhisa Hashimoto, has died. He was 61 years old.
Oh, 61?
Yeah.
That's so young.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even... what was coronavirus? No, we can't. You know,
We're going
not.
There
it
every
not.
Time someone dies. It's
it
going to be
not.
The coronavirus.
It was not. He was a deeply talented producer. You know, he passed. You know,
how
doesn't
sad.
Say why, but it was great. In fact, funny enough, this was a side note. But when I was on Saturday Night Live, they did a spoof on the left, down, upright, down, down.
They did.
Yeah, it was, and it just happened to be. Funny thing. And that's how big it is, just to
I
tell
see.
You the truth. It was
what year were you on SNL?
2002.
Oh. You were excellent on that, by the way. If anybody has not seen Johnny Mosley, who he hosted SNL. That's how big he was at that moment.
Yeah.
You're big. You're still big. Don't worry. You're still big. But at that moment, I mean, you did a whole, you did a national long-running television show. And by the way, killed it. Thank you. Ever-loving dinner roll. Never-ending dinner roll. That's what it was. You were bringing, you know, just spreading peace across the world. Yeah. Solving all the world's problems.
Do you think you can catch coronavirus from someone's flatulence?
Yep. Oh, it's real.
You can.
So you're saying smelling someone else's farts.
I think you have to do more than smell it, so it's pretty unlikely. Health officials in Beijing have confirmed it, that you can. It's not very likely, but it could happen. You'd have to get a good close sniff, and they'd have to be naked from the waist down. So it's possible.
Because it would get caught in the fabric of their underpants and their pants.
Right. So that's just, I mean, talking about hysteria.
But they're saying they trapped some flatulence, analyzed it, and found the virus in the flatulence.
It lives, I mean, I think it
lives. In the gas.
It lives in the gas, so.
Okay.
You know, all right. It's not being super specific. Maybe it has to be like a particle, like a water particle, or can it live in just the gas?
I don't know, Johnny. I don't even want to think about it.
Sorry.
Frankly, I'm going to start living in an isolation booth.
Sorry about that.
Don't be. We got to know all the ways. It's very important we get all the information.
Hey, that's important, you know? It's like probably one of my kids, they love to do that stuff, run around and, you know.
Stop it. You're going to give your brother coronavirus.
Not even pink eye anymore. That's screw that.
Oh, my God. Right.
Oh, my God.
Coronavirus. It's the theme.
Yep. It's affecting Coca-Cola's supply of artificial sweetener.
It is.
Yep.
Is that from China?
Yeah, it's from China, which tells you everything you need to know about why you shouldn't drink, you know,
soda,
Diet Coke and stuff like that.
Hey.
I like it. I know.
Diet Coke too.
I'm not saying I don't do it. I'm just saying it's not good for you. I mean,
you drink a lot of soda? You don't seem like a soda guy.
I don't, but.
But
you know,
sometimes you order a Diet Coke.
I do sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. In the like, if I'm in a baseball game or a movie or something like that,
you're not gonna have a beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if I'm like falling asleep trying to drive, you know,
drink something with a little bit of caffeine
some
in
that
it.
Stuff down. Yeah. Yeah. It's painful.
It's dangerous to drive when you're sleeping.
Oh my! And I think it's like the most dangerous thing.
But they say it's one of the biggest
causes.
When I was
younger, I would just like one eye that stuff
dummy.
All the time, and like you know do all the things. Now I just pull over, because even if you pull over for like 3 minutes.
That's all you
and
need.
Sleep, it's not long. You close your eyes for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, you're good to go.
Someone might smash your window and steal you and ransom you back to your family.
And sell me back. Could happen. But one part of this report, the company writes, our supply chain for non-nutritive sweeteners and certain other ingredients for our products includes suppliers in China, and as a result of the COVID-19, a.k.a.
coronavirus.
You know, they experienced delays. But I just thought it was funny that they call it our supply chain for non-nutritive sweeteners. Non-nutritive.
Just
that
a
tells
chemical
you everything you need to know.
That makes it taste sweet.
Exactly. So
that entire can of stuff is non-nutritive.
Exactly.
There's nothing in that for you.
Exactly. All right, should we do some texts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't got to any today.
Brandon, this one's at you. They're basically saying, don't worry. This is 408. Brandon, bad jawline without getting sick, better than good jawline at the funeral. Why take a chance? Beard grows back. Cheers. Got a point there.
I find it real. I'm trying to picture it. I find
Me
it
too.
Hard to. He's got a lovely jawline.
There's probably a tan line.
Oh my
god! It's probably wider.
That'll be good. I like to see that.
Good Morning America just showed that the chart and info that we were holding up, all that stuff, is really old. It was years ago and has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Please stop adding to the hysteria.
Nah, we'd like to add to the hysteria. Come on.
Exactly.
It's not our job. Let's have some fun with this. Nobody else is.
Yeah.
So. Oh my God! Someone tell Johnny to take a breath. Wow, he's a talker. I know. I'm trying.
No, you're doing good. I know. I've told you that even on the podcast. I've said I'm gonna go. I just want to tell you, take a deep breath, shake out the shoulders.
Yeah.
You don't. There's not like a deadline to get all the words out. You know. We're here. We're relaxed. This is actually the best part of the show for Johnny. His second break, because he was shot out of the cannon first thing in the morning. And I'll tell you something, at the 8:30 break, he is going to be dead to the world. This is prime Johnny time right here.
Right. So maybe I'll just exit after this hour.
No, you can't do that. I need you.
Yeah, exactly. Based on we talked earlier about excuses as opposed to just saying no, there's a lot of comments on that.
Oh, really?
Yep. One guy says, whenever I don't have an excuse, I just use the George Costanza line. I'd love to, but I have to take my mother to Chiropetus.
I don't know but I remember him having, you know, there was always something. He always had an answer for everything.
Yep. I hate when people don't reply because sometimes I'm waiting for them to reply before asking them something else or, you know, or asking someone else.
Right.
Just say no. It doesn't hurt my feelings. And this person asks, is skinny dipping just the top off or just the bottom off?
It's all off.
Come on, 510.
You are naked in the water. You have everything off. I believe that if you have pants or a top on, you are not skinny dipping.
That's right.
You can't skinny dip from the waist down.
That's right.
Stop it.
The Palace Hotel, someone suggested.
Oh, the Palace is the one.
That is a sweet hotel. Yeah.
I've never been there. You've stayed there?
It's kind of on Market. I have stayed there. Yeah, it's pretty
nice. In the penthouse
suite? It's really classic San Francisco hotel. Mm. No, I think it was a normal room. It was nice, though.
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
What about the Mark? I was thinking of isn't that right across from the top of the Mark?
Yeah, because the Palace is down low, so you're not going to get those sweeping views. I mean,
that's what I like about the Fairmont and right across the street. I think is it just called the Mark?
Yeah, something. Top of the Mark. Is there John Hopkins there too, or something?
Oh yeah, John Hopkins
or Mark Hopkins. Is John Hopkins the United?
I don't.
Jesus,
we're lame.
And then that's it. So.
All right. So we're all caught up.
We're all caught up.
All right. Coming up in the trash.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I know you're kind of a spa guy.
Yeah.
Like massages and beauty treatments.
That's unfair.
What do you mean?
I would like to be.
You are a spa guy.
I like hard massages. I don't do beauty treatments, but I want someone to, you know.
What, do you like a man to massage you?
Like I just got a Theragun. Like I like that. I'll take a man every time. What do you think of that? Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
I have hardcore. I think it's pretty nice. Oh.
But yeah, I want someone like just to dig in there and make me sweat. Of course I like a nice massage too. But
okay, well, we're going to talk about that. There's a group of musicians who when they tour, they're like, "You know what? We need musician style stuff. Things that we want on tour and we want to open these spas in all these places where we tour.
Oh.
And they've already begun.
I like that.
So I'll tell you the details on that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.